with my first movie in the nursing home. 30 or 40 nursing homes said, no way, you can't do that. I remember I had college professors who told me that no one would watch a movie about old people for 90 minutes. I remember I had plenty of, you know, family friends saying this is a crazy idea. I heard the word no so much. When I started applying to film festivals, everyone said, you're not, you know, no. The guy who called me said, no, you can't, you know, we're not going to accept you. You shouldn't apply to any. So I kept hearing the word no to the point where no almost has become a turn on to me now. When I hear the word no, I'm like, all right, that's a pretty good starting point. Let's go from there. I'd be careful with that advice for the guys in the room, because I said that the other day to someone, and then I got this long, angry Facebook message that was like, yo, Jenks, man, you told me to never take no for an answer, so I went up to this girl that I love, and I said, Mary, I love you, I won't take no for an answer, and she was like, no, and he was like, no, I heard Jenks talk the other day, and I'm not going to take no for an answer, and now, Jenks, it's all your fault, she's really mad at me, she's filing like some sort of like lawsuit against me, and it's all because of you. And so, you know, point being, don't take no for an answer without, you know, to an extent. And then the other thing is kind of like faking it till you make it a little bit, right? So like, I feel like if you believe in what you're doing, you have a passion for what you're doing, you feel like you're the best person that can do the project, then I'm not saying lie, but prove to people in creative ways that you are the one to do the job. And then the other thing for me has always been working hard. A lot of times people will come up to me and be like, man, you're so lucky. And I am. I'm incredibly lucky. But to an extent also, myself and the guys I've worked with, we work really hard. So for Room 335, the nursing home movie, we shot 200-plus hours for what was a 90-minute movie. For Bobby Valentine, the movie in Japan, the Zen of Bobby V, we shot 500-plus hours for a 90-minute movie. For World of Jenks, Season 1, we did the math one day, we shot 140 hours for after commercials is only 19 minutes and 20 seconds. For Season 2 of the show, which is on now, Mondays at 11 on MTV, we shot over 10,000 hours for 42-minute episodes. So if nothing else, we pride ourselves on working really hard, but we enjoy it too. And one thing that I've noticed, and which is why I'm excited to be here today, is, you know, I've spoken now to 30 or 40 colleges. I've traveled the country living with a young woman that's homeless, a young man that has autism, a young woman with cancer, a young guy who lives in a really rough neighborhood in Oakland. And I've been able to see all these different parts of the country. I also did MTV's election coverage, so I was able to go around the country speaking to students about the election. And for me, what I realized in like November was just how backwards, in my opinion, humble opinion, how backwards or how much work is needed in the world of education, and how I feel like of any issue in our country that needs the most work and support, it is education. Because A, we're so far behind, and including myself, I was writing something on the chalkboard over there, and I forgot, I didn't know how to spell access. And I'm considered like someone who's done pretty well. It's like, you know, the basics, I feel like I were never taught, and I'm still trying to catch up in a way. And so I ended up writing one of my passion projects right now, and I'm going to Los Angeles in a few hours, is a script that I wrote after months of research, after following a charter school teacher, private school teacher, public school teacher, and trying to create an entertaining show that would be TV-friendly about education. Because anytime you say the word education in a Hollywood boardroom, everyone just, you know, it's like they're not interested, unfortunately. So I've hopefully come up with a nice little way to pull that off. And, you know, it stems from a few things. And that I just talked about. One in particular, there's a young man named Chad who's in my show and I talk a lot about in my book. My book is available also, by the way, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's called My Adventures as a Young Filmmaker. I got the plug in. So you should write that on your board in big letters, actually. That'd be a good one. My Adventures as a Young Filmmaker. You could put the Amazon link. I'm just kidding. Chad... who has autism, is an incredible, incredible guy. And at the beginning of the show, in episode one, if you've seen it, I think you see him and you're like, oh, that's the guy with autism, that's Chad. By the 10th episode, I'm extremely hopeful that you'll watch the show and say, oh man, that's Chad. He is funny. He loves Italian culture. He almost broke up with his girlfriend over Justin Bieber. And oh right, he has autism. And so he's no longer defined by that. The unfortunate part is he would drive 90 minutes each way. Well, we would go 90 minutes each way to his school in Westchester Exceptional Children's School in Northern Westchester. And it was the closest school to him that could facilitate his needs or come anywhere close to it. Other kids would drive 3 hours each way to go to this school. The school is like, you know, this close to shutting down because they don't have any money. And you're talking about teachers that are already paid close to nothing. A school that is really just getting by through a principal that has really, not to be cheesy, but has a heart of gold and won't give up. Under normal circumstances, this school would be done. And these kids would have absolutely nowhere to go. And, you know, I think that a country is really only as strong as how we treat the people that are most vulnerable. And I think it's so sad to see, I think it's so sad to see someone like Chad, who is an amazing guy, incredible personality, can be really smart and funny and entertaining, yet he's restricted to certain, like, you know, they want certain routes in life that we're not, you know, he's a valuable person and could be doing a lot of things. And instead, it's incredibly difficult, especially on his parents. And I guess the last thing I'll say and tie back to is when I was 16, 10 years ago, I started a high school film festival. And I'd always made short films. Well, not short films. I made videos on my VHS camera and would try and like edit them together or whatever. And I'd show them to my friends. And I kept thinking, like, it'd be really cool to show this on a bigger screen or like in an auditorium or something. And so that's what I started to think, you know, what if we did a film festival? And so, you know, I went to a small little public high school, not particularly, you know, no offense to the high school. I mean, there was a nuclear power plant right next to it. So, and it was a small little school. And so I decided, let's start a film festival. And so we had, you know, maybe in the first year, we had 100 people show up to the auditorium on a Friday night, showed 6 or 7 films and fun little thing. And, you know, I got Domino's Pizza to, like, give us free pizza and this sort of thing. Not as impressive as getting Dell to do this, you know, or Microsoft. I really believed in it, and we kept working hard. And by the second year, we were doing even more outreach. And so in the second year, we somehow got James Earl Jones to come and be the keynote speaker for free, with, again, no connections to the entertainment world, just straight, like, kind of sheer work and hustle. And we had films from all over the country. And so in the last 10 years, we've had hundreds of submissions, if not thousands at this point, from all over the country, and almost just in a grassroots way. Like, we didn't have a particular social media presence. It was just kind of word got out. And so for the last 8 months, I've been working on a passion project, which is happening October 4th to the 6th in New York City. We're working with the mayor's office on it, called I'm a big basketball fan. So there's the All-American High School basketball game and various other All-American High School competitions. For whatever reason, there's nothing that's like the All-American High School Film Festival. So that's what we started. And it's a chance for students all over the country to have their films put up on the big screen, a chance for them to network over the course of this weekend, and a chance for them to meet professionals, panels, speakers. And so that film festival has kind of been a passion project of mine. And I think it's something that I've like been committed to for 10 years now, and it's just an awesome opportunity, because I know when I was 16, I would have loved for a chance to have my movie played on, like, a big screen, especially in a day and age where, like, literally you know, you can shoot a movie on your iPhone. You know, you can literally, like, for our show in season two, there was a scene where we had to go to the emergency room with this young woman who has cancer. And it was last second. I knew I wouldn't get permission to shoot in the hospital. And so, I knew that we were going to do it in a tasteful way and edit it properly and not expose anything. I'm not like some Michael Moore guy. And so we went in, and my buddy sat there in the emergency room with this young woman who has cancer and myself, and he pretended that he was playing video games in the hospital. But the whole time he was filming. And again, we weren't doing anything malicious or anything that was not, you know, we blurred out anyone that or anything that, you know, we weren't supposed to show. But obviously the young woman with cancer knew that we were filming. And that's an entire episode in our series shot on an iPhone. So in a day and age where you literally use your phone to make a movie, in a day and age where art programs are being cut more and more, we see the festival as a great opportunity, and things like this are great opportunities for young people to network and have a chance to really have a voice and be able to come together and do unique things, which is what this certainly seems to be.